Z93, the number one hit music station with Brittany and Balzer. And we have the privilege of talking with the one, the only David Gentoli. He plays Eddie on A Million Little Things on ABC Wednesday nights. Good morning, David.
Brittany, what's happening? How are you?
And it's actually, there's two of us. It's Brittany and Balzer.
Yes.
Balzer.
Two ladies in the morning. We get to talk to you.
Guys, this is the best. This is the best. I dig it. I love La Crosse, by the way.
You've been here?
I've been there, yeah. So my sister lives there with my brother-in-law.
Really?
And Ron Livingston's sister is a newscaster there.
We're friends with Ron's sister, but I didn't know your sister lived here as well. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's not as local of a celebrity.
Okay.
As Ron's sister, so you might not want to know her. I don't know if you guys are...
She sounds great.
Just good people, or they have to be celebrities. I don't know how it works for me. I try to climb the ladder. But no, my sister's fantastic. She's a nurse. My brother-in-law's a doctor there, and I love it. I think it's beautiful.
This sounds like they have a boat that they want to take us on.
Quite possibly.
All right.
So, we've got, I know we're supposed to be talking about you, but we've got two hospitals here. So do they work at Mayo or Gunderson?
They work at Gunderson.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But La Crosse is so beautiful. Like, I've never been during the winter.
Don't. I mean, it's beautiful. No, I don't know. I like winter, but nobody else does. Okay, David, so let's talk about you.
Okay, so I have to tell you how absolutely in love I am with A Million Little Things.
Stop it.
I am absolutely head over heels for it.
Thank you. Yes, A Million Little Things is a heartwarming show, and it is a gut-wrenching show.
It is.
I can understand why you're falling in love with it.
No, honestly. Okay, so David Styles DVRs everything because she never watches it in real time. So, like, for 2 days while she was waiting to watch it, she couldn't shut up about it. And then she was like, oh, my God, it was even better than I thought. Like, she couldn't even handle it.
Gosh. Ladies, this is so early in the morning, getting these many compliments. It's throwing me. It is the most DVR'd show on TV right now.
Yeah, I believe it.
Well, the fact that it deals with so many issues, I mean, it deals with suicide, it deals with infidelity, it covers everything that we all deal with in our real lives. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it isn't a formulaic show. It's a show that goes places that make people very uncomfortable. We're talking about grieving the death of a friend who committed suicide, how that really blows open a group of friends,
The
dent that leaves in everyone's lives, infidelity. These people, my character, Eddie, you don't really love this guy, but you, throughout the course of the season, at least a little bit, learn where he came from.
Yep.
And I guess they say, to know is to love, and you're kind of forced as a viewer to confront the difficulty of kind of relating with someone who does a bad thing and makes a bad decision,
right?
As my character did and does. He's a recovering alcoholic. He struggles with that. He does deal with all these real life issues. We have some amazing actors, which kind of helps soften that blow.
Right. And then you've got Gary that had breast cancer as a man. And, you know, there's so many people that don't realize that men also get breast cancer.
Yeah.
Correct. I don't think that we've seen that before on television.
No.
Far fewer numbers of men get breast cancer, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our support is geared toward women.
Yeah.
And so I think it really does kind of help those few kind of shed a light on it and how their struggle is slightly different from a woman's struggle. But I think it's so important that these topics are discussed. We're all grown-ups. The viewing public, they're grown-ups. And I don't think we have to talk down to them. You just put real-life issues in front of them, and it's cathartic to watch it dealt with on screen, and I think it's important.
Now, I have to tell you, last week, when I watched the episode, Pizza Night, I was bawling.
Yeah, Pizza Night. After such
disruption. I know. I was like, oh, my God, are they going to stay? And I wasn't sure if you guys were going to stay. And then when you stayed because Theo wanted to stay, I was like, oh, my God. And I started to cry.
Are you almost crying just talking about it? Oh, she is.
The Listen, I cry at the thought of just pizza alone, generally.
As you should, David.
Especially with some nice ranch.
Right?
But,
I know.
But when coupled with such an emotional moment, yes. I had to watch that real time. I was in this thinking scene.
Yeah.
You can imagine how gut-wrenching it is to see this little kid.
I know.
I want to go to pizza night. Remind me to never use that voice on radio again.
Yeah. That's right. You got it out of the way here in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and it felt good.
I know
we're almost done with you. So, I mean, is there anything else? I seriously could just talk to you forever because I love you. I love the show, and I'm a huge, huge, huge fan. And is there anything else that you want us to know?
Oh, boy. I just think that it's very important all of the time, and maybe a little bit especially right now, where things can feel a little toxic in our national conversation, no matter what side of the fence you're on, to see a group of people on screen who find love above all.
Yep.
Even when you think they're not going to be able to find it. They lift each other up. They come together. There's forgiveness. There's support. And, I mean, that's why we cry in these shows, because it is such a thing that we all want so badly. And I think it's important, and I'm really proud to get to be a part of a show that deals with something like that.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and come visit us in La Crosse. We'd love to see you.
I will come in the spring, the summer, or the fall.
Sounds good. We can't wait for your visit. Thanks so much this morning. We appreciate
David.
It.